It's been a while, but we've been able to track down Keith Tkachuk, the former Blues star. Big Walt will be hanging with him, talking about a number of topics. The Olympics and the NHL players, haven't heard about that lately. Is there a desire to go to the Olympics as NHL players? I know that's certainly part of the collective bargaining discussion going on. The playoff push, Jake Allen's value, if the Blues were looking to make a trade this summer. And Brady and Matthew, the Tkachuks, neck and neck when you talk about goals scored this season. We'll get into all of that with Keith Tkachuk right here on Scoops with DannyMac.com. I'm Fox 2 Sports Director Martin Kilcoyne. The Hockey Conversation presented by Marie Davila Senior Living, Greenville University, Triad Bank, Fast Eddie's Bon Air, Urban Chestnut Brewery, Cope 24, and B&G Tuck Pointing. Big Walt when we come back.
Winning a Stanley Cup isn't easy, but the Blues are able to do it by having a great foundation. It's pretty simple. When things start falling apart or crumbling, it not only looks bad, it doesn't work. B&G Tuck Pointing has the same philosophy about your home or place of business. It's the reason they are the best in the bricks. Whether it's your home, your garage, your office building, or your chimney, you can have it looking new again with B&G Tuck Pointing. Solid or spot tuck pointing, matching the existing mortar, foundation repair, caulking, waterproofing, fully licensed and insured, accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I know firsthand the finished product is great. And the crews, well, they're efficient and they never leave behind a mess. B&G Tuck Pointing, a family business right down to their name. Named after owner Rich Galati's daughters, Bella and Gabrielle. You can call to set up an estimate at 314-363-0525. That's 314-363-0525. Or go online at bgtuckpointing.com. bgtuckpointing.com. Find out for yourself why their customers say they are the best in the bricks. Rich and his daughters would like to add one more thing. Let's go Blues.
I'm here with Renee Howitt. She started up a great organization called Cope 24. Their goal is to improve the health of families. Renee, tell us how Cope 24 strives to do this.
Well, we believe education is going to be the key. So we are promoting the need to make parenting and child development education a priority in all of our high schools, reaching all of our students.
You know, it's funny you say high school and curriculum. I think of math. I think of English. Cope 24 believes that parenting needs to be one of those core classes taken. Why is that so important?
Well, we look at the issues that we have in our society. Child welfare is just overwhelmed with the number of kids that need healthy families. We look at crime, imprisonment, mental health, domestic violence. It just goes on and on. And we know, without a doubt, that we can trace that back to dysfunctional families. So if we want our families to be healthier, we have to create healthier parents.
For more information on this great organization, simply go to cope24.com. That's cope, C-O-P-E, 24.com, teaching the kids of today to be the better parents of tomorrow.
In the current workplace, employers are looking for graduates who are competent, have character, an employee who can see past their own noses. A large company in St. Louis recently told Greenville University, for those reasons, they recruit heavily from Greenville University. The mission that began in 1892 still rings true. Greenville wants to empower students to live a life of character and service. And today, graduates of Greenville University continue to shape the globe in medicine, ministry, education, music, politics, the criminal justice system, and beyond. Students receive hands-on educational experiences guided by caring people who are professors and mentors to them. It's a great education that is convenient, just 45 minutes from St. Louis. In a small, friendly town, it's a great education that also comes in a terrific environment. The Greenville campus has been named the safest campus in the state of Illinois. The staff, the faculty, the administration continue to cultivate students for character and service because now, more than ever, the world needs more Greenville University graduates. For more information, go to greenville.edu.
And with that, we bring in Big Walt Keith Tkachuk joining us, and it is mid-March at this point, and we're getting closer to playoff hockey. When you're in the room and you see the calendar, you got 10 or so games to go. In the room, is there a different approach this time of year? Is there a little more enthusiasm?
Well, I think it's a lot of fun this time of year. There's no question, but especially with the Blues, you know, you know you're in the playoffs. Now you're just trying to get that number one seed, you know, whereas there's other teams fighting for their lives you know, just to get in. So it's you want to be playing your best hockey going in like we did last year. And, you know, I think the guys seen what they did, what happened last year, and the end result was what they want to do again. So hopefully it's another long playoff.
And it's gotten to the point where they almost don't practice. And Craig Berube said it's not just because we went to the Stanley Cup. It's not just the Blues. It's sort of the way the game has gone, that they almost, this time of year, does that matter to players? They love the fact there's no practice?
Well, I think it's certainly, he's got a good gauge on, you know, wanting to make the guys feel as fresh as possible. And the guys are in great shape. They play hard, and it's a travel. Yeah, I mean, it worked last year. Why not? I mean, at the end of the day, it was a long playoff, but, you know, you have to make sure the guys are fresh this time of the year. You know, you have your kinks in the January days, but I think it's important to make sure the guys are fresh. You know, some guys play a lot more than others, so I think it's important.
It sounds weird because Berube's such a badass, but or a tough guy, but he sort of is a player's coach, isn't he, where he kind of knows when to back off. And you think of him because of his tough persona as he's going to crack the whip, he's going to be tough on these guys all the time. But I think they would probably say player's coach.
Absolutely. I mean, he respects the players. He wants the players to play hard. The players respect him, and they play hard for him. And he understands being a former player playing over 1,000 games, like, you know, whatever, how many games he played. He knows what it takes. He knows the body. He knows what the travel, the intense games. The game is so fast and so demanding. You want to make sure guys are fresh. And he has got a good feel for that. He trusts his players, and the players, in fact, come back and play hard for him.
I think the only downside to no practice or real limited practice time is for a guy like Vladimir Tarasenko, who is coming back and probably could use some of that ice time. I think they try and replicate it with assistant coaches after the other guys are off the ice. But what do you think is realistic for him? How do you, if you're on that bench as part of the staff, how do you get Tarasenko back into the mix?
Well, you know, obviously he's going to be behind a little bit in terms of game shape, and that's, you know, understandable. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's the only way that, you know, whether he comes back this weekend or next weekend, you want to, the best way to get in game shape is to play games. And yeah, it'd be nice to play full practices, but the guys have already played close to 70 games. So, you know, this is a time of year where you need to rest. But, you know, at the end of the day, he'll get in his games. And he'll, you know, hopefully by the time the playoffs roll around that he's ready to go.
He's on that top line, I'm assuming, right away with Schwartz and Shen. But does his, you got to manage his minutes a little bit. He's probably not going to play as many minutes as a Shen or a Schwartz.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I mean, timing, and, you know, he's still coming off a major injury that you can't force him into playing where he was at the height of his game when he left. So you got to be careful. The Chief knows that. I'm sure he'll put him in the right situations. And, you know, Vladdy's got that personality where he's going to want to play, you know, those 5 minutes, and he's a game changer, and that's what all game changers want.
Any shock, you think about him being gone all year, any shock that they've been this good? I mean, we're talking about only Boston has more points as we sit here right now, and that's a major loss going into the season. We talked about maybe a Stanley Cup hangover. Everybody's going to target you because you're the champs now. You're going to get everyone's best shot, and yet here they are. I think it's something over 100 days that they've been on top of the West. Are you surprised at what they've been able to do?
Well, I'm a little bit surprised, yes and no, a little bit because of the long playoff, you know, they had last year. And I think, but with that being said, the depth and the players that, you know, have really stepped up this year. You look at David Perron, he's had an excellent year. I mean, little snake bitten, or is not scoring as at the pace that he did before, but he still had a great year. You're seeing the emergence of Parayko scoring goals. Petro's putting up numbers. So O'Reilly is O'Reilly still, and Schwartz and Shen worked well together. And look at Robbie Thomas. He's having a great year. He's got 40-something points and playing on a third line. And you know, he's really stepped his game up, you know. And, you know, Kyrou has jumped into some games. So we have the depth, and guys, different guys are stepping up. Guys with injuries, other guys step up. So it's nice to see that. And I think that's what makes you a dangerous team. And obviously you got two solid goaltenders that can win you games.
Yeah, Robert Thomas, someone you know real well. I've talked to him about shooting versus passing, and he said, my instinct is to pass it first, which is sort of rare in this, you know, sports center world. Everybody wants to score a goal or dunk the ball or hit a home run. And yet he's one of those guys. He's always looking to pass. does he have to almost be reminded, you know, take a shot every once in a while?
Yeah, I think he has to, but he loves the puck on his stick. He loves to make plays, and he sees the game so much better than a lot of other guys can comprehend. So that's the type of player he is. That's what made him such an elite athlete. And, you know, yes, you'd have to shoot the puck once in a while. And I know it gets frustrating here and there, but that's the way he plays. I mean, he makes things happen. He makes plays that no other people can make, and that's what's so much fun watching. He's only 20 years old still.
And he's back to his center position. I'm sure all these guys that play center can move over and can be on a wing, but he just feels like he should be in the middle. And it appears there's a comfort level. Maybe you wait until his game has grown enough. Not that he's earned that right, but do you think there's no doubt that he just looks more comfortable in that spot?
100%. You know, when I look back at last year, there was a lot of ups and downs for him. Center, right wing, in and out of the lineup. You know what? It's made him a better player. And you got to give the coaches a lot of credit. At times, it was a little frustrating for me personally to see him. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's made him a better player. And I could see how much he has more confidence in his two-way game. And he's still learning. He's still only 20 years old. He's going to make mistakes. But he was a good player last year. He's taken a big-time leap in his play at both ends of the ice. And, you know, it's fun to see. And he's only going to continue to get better. And that's a lot has to do with the coaches. You know, paving the right way for him.
How about 2020's hockey acumen there? Breaking it down.
Yeah, breaking it. I was shocked at that 2020. I didn't think you had it in there. Somebody must have wrote it down for you.
No, that's not true. Although years ago, my greatest hockey take ever on the radio, Strickland just about fell out of his chair, and he said, "Where'd you come up with that?" And I was like, "Well, I actually talked to Big Walt on the way into the show today, so this one was my own." He just seems like a guy who should be playing at center. I had a thought about Jake Allen. As good as he's playing, and it's been great because you got both guys, and I know it's said you need both guys, but this team moving forward next year might need a little bit of salary cap relief. I would think, and I don't know what they're going to do, but isn't his value way up around the league if they were looking to make a trade? Isn't Jake's value as high as it's been in a while?
Well, Jake has been the ultimate pro for this team, for this organization. You know, there's been some ups and downs, but this year he's been outstanding. He really has. I mean, he's stepped in, usually, you know, backup goalies, I guess, to quote, come in and play in the, you know, the difficult situations, the second night of a back-to-back night, the tough travel. And he's coming and done a great job, and he's helping himself, and he's obviously helping the Blues. So at the end of the day, whatever happens with him, you know, he's still going to be a good goaltender in this league for a long time, if it's here or if it's somewhere else.
We're hanging with Big Walt here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Our visit's presented by Fast Eddie's Bonaire. You've heard all about it up there in Alton, Illinois. If you haven't been, what are you waiting for? And if you haven't been in a while, you need to get back because it's a mood changer. You hear our visits with Eddie. He's always in a good mood. You've heard Brett talking about it, Brett Hull. You go into Fast Eddie's, if you're in a bad mood, you're going to leave in a good mood. Open 7 days a week. It's 11 a.m. Doors open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rest of the days, they open at 1, and there are people lined up. The grill's already fired up. Get the Fat Eddie burger, half-pound burger. Live music 7 days a week. It's always a good time. At Fast Eddie's, really not that far to get to. Make it a destination. Maybe it's a bachelorette party or a bachelor party. Got the whole bus. They got a huge parking lot. They can accommodate. They're used to that. Birthday parties. Very rare that you just see a small group in there. People roll in, maybe a group from work. Always a good time at Fast Eddie's. Bonaire, the tradition continues in Alton, Illinois. Our hockey visits are brought to you by Triad Bank, neighborhood-friendly bank. Folks who are happy to see you walk in. Doesn't it stink when you go to a bank and they're sort of rude when you walk in there? It's your money. You would think they could be a little bit friendlier. They're always friendly, happy to help at Triad Bank. They're located on Clayton Road. It's about a block west of Lindbergh. Real easy to get to from Highway 40. You get off the 64 Farty exit there at Lindbergh. And just going a little bit west on Clayton Road, you'll find Triad Bank. Based in St. Louis since 2005. So if you're looking to get something done here in town, ask for Jim Regna or anybody on the team there. I guarantee they'll be happy to see you. I like to go in there. I just steal the pen sometimes. They've got great pens. How many banks can tell you that? They got a great pen. But beyond that, great service, it's triadbanking.com. Also presented by Urban Chestnut. You know about their location in the Grove. They've really become the anchor to all the activity in the Grove. Urban Chestnut, great St. Louis success story. Think about it, with
all the beers that are popular. I really love the Zwickel, and now I've gotten hooked on the Urban Underdog. Whatever taste you have, they've got a beer for you. Urban Chestnut, not just the locations in town, but also in your neighborhood grocery store. You can pick it up, make Urban Chestnut part of your Blues viewing fun. Grab a beer there. We've mentioned before, you can get Urban Chestnut at the Zoo. They're all over St. Louis, but make sure you grab them and have them at home as you're sitting back and watching some Blues hockey. Also, Marie de Villa Senior Living. MarieDeVilla.com is the website. We suggest you set up a tour. Check out the villas, some of the assisted living. We've talked about Red Shadings for years, being a not just a longtime resident there, but one of the people who helped get that started and was part of the ownership group. But right now, Fred and Mary Kay Weezahan, just festive, fun people. You see the fountain when you drive by. Clayton Road, right at the intersection near Queenie Park. It's Clayton and Weidman. During the Cardinal playoff runs, you see the red fountains. During the Blues run, you see the blue fountain going outside. Always a huge Christmas tree. They're just fun, festive people, and a really great place for your senior years. Set up that appointment at MarieDeVilla.com. This weekend, Brady will be back in town. The All-Star returning to Enterprise Center. The Ottawa Senators are here. I was checking the numbers. Matthews at 23 goals. Brady's at 21. Do you think these are team guys, I know, trying to win for their team. You think there's a little rivalry there?
I think they're both rooting for each other. I know there's no rivalry between Brady and Matthew, but Matthew might want to, you know, beat his brother a little bit. So that's just the way Matthew is. But I think it's great. They always try to help each other. They push each other, and they're rooting for each other.
Well, and looking ahead, you never know how things will shake out. But if it is Calgary-Edmonton, round one, right now they're sitting in that 2-3 spot. That you'd have to go to every one of those games, wouldn't you? I would want to go to one of those games. Get me on the charter.
I'm going to be not a chance. I'm going to be sitting right there watching the game. There's
what?
No way.
What? Too definitely much pressure?
Not, definitely not going. If it did happen, definitely not going to Edmonton. I can guarantee you that.
Hey, well, if you go to Edmonton, don't wear a Kachuk jersey. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not getting beat up there because I'm Matthew's dad.
But that could be, I mean, not that it'd be the only premier playoff matchup, but that would be a hell of a first round.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, obviously it created a lot of excitement this year, what went on during the games before All-Star break. So it'll be interesting to see. Who knows? A lot can change here in the next, you know, 10 or 12 games. Obviously, you know, the season's running out and a lot of teams battling, but I think it'd be great for hockey if those two teams met up in the first round.
They had a conversation the other day with Bernie Federico about the return of Joe Quenneville, who is still really loved in St. Louis, but in Chicago, he's a legend. He wins three cups up there. You played for Coach Q. We just talked about Berube and his style. Give me an idea comparing how they're both former players, but give me a comparison, and granted, you didn't play for Berube, but first talk about Q, what he meant to you as a coach, and then and compare their styles a little bit.
I think Q is one of those guys that obviously played a long time as well and respected the dressing room, didn't come and, you know, was nosy in the room, always let the guys do what they do in the locker room, that's their space. You know, and he taught me, obviously, a better two-way game and to learn the whole game and different things, and the practices were great. He read the game really well. I think that's what made a big difference between him and a lot of other coaches I had is his feel for the game, who was going, who wasn't going, who should go against his line, getting his players out there that are going and really managing the bench really well. And I think you see a lot of similarities. Obviously, Chief has worked his way up from the minors to here and, you know, understands the game, understands, you know, who's going well. And I think, you know, he relies on his veterans just like Joel did to run the dressing room and to do the right things on and off the ice. And I think that's what makes him so successful, and that's why they're champions.
Yeah, and when he got fired, and Bernie was talking about it, did it really hit him hard? You were here at that time. It just was sort of building, and I don't know if it was, you know, the team was struggling, but if it's also they look at the shelf life of a coach. I mean, how does a guy in Chicago get fired when you win? He's won three cups up there. Anything can happen. What do you remember about that period of time?
Well, I know it was tough on him. I mean, it was, you know, that's his first real head. That was his first job, and he is, like you said, beloved in the city, and we've had successful team, just couldn't get over that hump, you know, to win a Stanley Cup. But, you know, when things changed a little bit with injuries and you know, started struggling, and I guess they felt they had to make a change, maybe because, you know, at the end of the day, you don't see many coaches staying there that long. But, you know he's going to coach for a long time. He's a Hall of Fame guy. He's a Hall of Fame coach. And You know, I'm happy for him. He's changed the landscape for salaries for all coaches. There's no question about it, and he's a great man.
And I said it with Bernie, the legend grows because when he was fired by Chicago, the next time you see him, he's at a Bears tailgate doing ski shots or shot skis, whatever they call it.
And doesn't surprise me with him, though. Like, that's the kind of guy he is. He can blend in with anybody. He's just a normal guy.
All right, one final thought here, more on the bigger picture for NHL players wanting to go to the Olympics next time around, and it's sort of complicated now because they say they may weave it into the NHLPA, trying to get a new collective bargaining agreement. What do you think the desire is for NHL players to play in the Olympics?
I think it's important for the players to go. The players want to be part of that. I think it's important for the game of hockey. You're still growing the game. The game is great right now, but that's, you know, you're on the big stage when you go to the Olympics. Everybody's watching that. Everybody wants to represent their country, and it's a great opportunity for the NHL to allow the players to go on, so I'm all for it.
Thanks a lot, eh? Big Walt, we'll talk again next week, and enjoy Brady's visit this week. Will the Canucks have a box, just a handful of tickets? How will you handle the return?
That's a good question. I'll have to leave that up to the head honcho, Chantel.
I thought maybe I'm thinking the head honcho could be Matthew, could be Brady, could be Chantel, could be Robert Thomas. Big Walt's just there. He's just there paying the bills. That's it. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, 2020.
I have to tell you, he's the only one who calls me 2020. It hasn't caught on. Much to Big Walt's chagrin, it has not caught on. 2020. That's me, Martin Kilcoyne, Fox 2 Sports Director, hanging with Big Walt each week here on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Thanks for checking us out. Make sure you check out the entire site. Great Cardinal coverage all spring training long from Dan McLaughlin, Derek Gould, Brian Walton. Dan talked to Tim McCarver recently. You name it, it's on there. Check out the site and get subscribed so those podcasts are delivered directly to you. Our hockey conversation is presented by Greenville University, Triad Bank, Urban Chestnut Brewery, Marie de Villa Senior Living, Fast Eddie's Bon Air, Cope 24, and B&G Tuck Pointing. We'll talk to you again next week.